Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Welcome to today's episode. Today I'll be talking about self-development. What is self-development? It's the continuous journey of improvement on oneself. That's my definition of self-development. To be honest, I recently started self-development almost a year ago to this day. So I thought I'd reflect on the journey which I've gone through in this 1 year of self-development. It all started back, last year in March, after the winter crisis we had, and I was home most of the time, so it got me to thinking, like, how do I better myself as a person and improve on that? And I came through the concept of self-development. It was always being talked about in school by teachers and headmasters, and people come and visit your schools to give speeches, and they used to talk about it, but they never gave you the term self-development. It'd be always disguised as something else. So I took a deep dive into this whole entire self-development thing. I've been everywhere in self-development, from meditation to journaling to eating healthy to exercising every day. There's so many things you can be doing in self-development, so many things, and it's different for each person. I learned that, like, after some time, that each person does not go through the same journey of self-development. To be honest, it's been a difficult journey. Self-development journey is like one of the hardest journey a person can go through, because it's always continuous improvement. You have to be doing things better and better, and there are times you fall back, you stumble along the road, and you feel like giving up, like, why do I even care about this? Why can't I just stop it? And no one really cares, it's just for me. Some people might say I'm switching up on them. Some people might not like the new me. All these thoughts come, all these doubts come in that moment when you hit the low parts of self-development. If I'm to give you a piece of advice, is before you start self-development, know why you want to start self-development. Why are you starting it in the first place? If you're starting to be a better person, why do you feel like you need to be a better person? If you're starting to have your life in order, why do you feel like you need to have your life in order? These are some questions you have to ask yourself before you get into this journey. Because if you get in there just for the sake of getting in there, it will get really difficult. And most times, when you feel like giving up, and if you don't know why you got in there in the first place, I'm telling you, it's a guarantee that you give up. There's so many things you can do to get into the journey. Some people might just start by meditation alone. Some people by journaling. For me personally, I started by journaling. You get your notebook or anything, your computer, and just write or type whatever is in your mind so you can clear your mind first. Because before you get into self-development, you have to clear your mind to clear it completely of anything which is bothering you at the current moment in time. When your mind is cleared, that's when you start asking those questions. Like, when you look back in your life, I don't know how many years you are. For me, by then, I was 18 years old. I was like, 18 years of my life have gone by. What have I done? Am I proud of how some things came out? And can I improve? And I said, yes, I want to improve. And that's how I started. Like, this is about improvement. I didn't like how some of my old ways were, like, how I used to treat people, how I used to communicate with people. I didn't really enjoy how that process was of me. So I set out on a journey to improve that. And to be honest, I think I've just done like almost 5% improvement. And it's slow, but I appreciate it, because every time I look back, about a year ago, 2 years ago, I'm like, I'm on a different level than I was. And I really appreciate it. Self-development is a slow journey. And to anyone who's listening and you want to uptake the self-development journey, it's going to be a long, painful journey. It's a journey without end. Don't think you're going to get to the end of the journey, like you're moving from position A to B. No, there's no end. It's an endless journey where you're always going to improve and improve and improve. So this is what I want to talk to you about today. Self-development. This is how my journey has been going so far. I know I haven't said a lot of things, but because I've only been doing this for a year now. But for me personally, I've seen improvement in my own life. I still got a long way to go, but I'm patient, and I know one day I'll reach to the certain level I'll be proud of. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share the podcast with someone you care about.